לשון השולחן אורך סימן טוב רישה אין א' צורך להיזוהר מאויד בהדלוקס נרוס חנקה. צורך להיזוהר מאויד. לשון הרמב״ם, חביבו היא מצווה חנקה עד מאויד. We're going to learn a mitzvah that the Shulchan Aruch writes, צורך להיזוהר מאויד. חביבו היא מצווה חנקה עד מאויד. I don't remember so much more הלוכס as it are הלוכה פון מאויד. That I could have wissen. Why taken mitzvah sner chanike has a aloche liizor ad meoid? So, I want mitzvah Hashem together we'll try to learn tonight, lefi the tzeit that we will have, all of the aloches of Hilchis Chanike. We get to all different how to light, where to light, when you go away for Shabbos, when you go away, when you eat in the dorm, the time of that aloche, oil, candles, it's fashidene aloches. I want to be magdim. Sido in Chanukah, Sido Chumres, Sido Hidurim, and Sido Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin. Normal, Alamol Bochim asked me after the Shir, so all of these Chumres, for who they exactly are said. So Alamol, I check if the Bochim is a Choshev Bochim, I tell him for him, if it's a Shvach Bochim, I tell him it's not for him. But in Chanukah, if Lashon HaShulchan Aruch Tzorich Liizor Meoid, so, Miguel Leon, what's haste meoid? What is meoid? Mekayim da aloche nish liizor meoid. Means to be yaitze ala shittes and ala dikdukim. So we'll start. In Sefer Shari Tshuve, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sima Tov Reisha in Gimel, Sif Kotten Ches, is brought down a Sefer b'shem Chesed Le'Avron. Chesed Le'Avrom zog that you're not allowed to light Chanukah candles in klipe beitzim ubtzolim, in shells of eggs and onions. You're not allowed to. Now, he doesn't say the reason. Some people thought, okay, they looked at Shari Tshuva, they were sure it's nish mechubedik, nish bekovedik. But it was zoiche that a yid made a chesed, made a chesed Le'Avrom, and the Gikum La'Rois, the Sefer HaZikoron, Tzarav Hutno Zatzal, they printed the Ksav Yad from the Chesed Le'Avrom. On Dalton State, because it's a din to lighten a keli. Dum Yid Beis Hamikdash, you have to lighten a keli. And he says there, interessante zach, steht in the Gemara, Azoir Bener, Have Lebonim Talmidei Chachomim. He says, you look around, everyone is Makpid of Neres Chanukah, und nicht alle haben Talmidei Chachomim. Zokta, the answer is because they're not lighting inside a keli. They're not makpid on a keli. You have to be makpid to light on a keli. So today, a lot of people take a makpid to light in a keli. Rav Shteyman zok that it's a chumre, it's not meikar adin. Like Rav Shteyman, he has two rayas. One raya that Mishneh Berurah never bring down the Chesed Le'Avrom. Zweitens, the Mishneh Berurah says you're allowed to light with candles. Shemura speaks about two candles that are attached, if it's called two or it's called one. Aber steht im Mishneh Berurah, you're allowed to light with candles. Yeah. The raya from candles, the Welt is doiche. Candles are chashivas from candles. Aber the Chesed Le'Avrom said, if you put the oil in a zach that is not called a keli, we'll see about in a minute what I mean. So dear, you take as a chisol. Candles are the matter from candles. So it's not me'akev, it's a chumre. Avad is not me'akev, like Rav Shteyman, but it's a chumre. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch in Tshuvas Ve'Anoges came out with a chumre. He tines, he looks around. Today everyone is madlik with a keli. Und weiter mezet nishkin tamid chachomim. What is the answer? Zokter, he looked in most of the menorahs. The oilam don't light with good menorahs. He says if you take out the little glass from the menorah and you put it on the table, normally the bottom of it is a little bit circle-ish. And it falls. And Hilchus Netilas Yadayim state that a keli that can't stand on his own is nishkin keli. I remember when I was a bocher, I was living in Ponovich, and this letter came out. Remember, then Taki became the Raivad of the Eide. Taki, all the Shlaimis, Taki broke all the old glasses and he went to buy special ones. You could see some, if you put them, they have about a base straight. But then he got into Alat HaMin HaChomim in Bnei Brak. And I went and I tied it to them. And I'm asking, during the Sugis and Zvochim, the state claw, that a Keli, even that it doesn't have a base, the Menachir stays in Zvochim, Dolphins, Muchach, stays in Menachis, Menach, the Menachir of the Shulchan of Lechem Aponim was like half straws. Taisa says, why it has a Shem Keli? Because it's made to be inside a big Keli. A Zach that Mitchilas HaSiyosa is not made to use on his own, it's made to use with a base, so even that it doesn't have a bottom, a straight bottom, has a Shem Kli Sholes. It got to be the Kabbalah Saddam, and again, it's not weird that he says it. But a Zach that is made to be with a Keli, with a base, has a Shem Keli. So I sent a letter to Rav Moshe Sternbuch. I don't understand this Naya Chumre. All these glasses are made to put inside the menorahs. So he sent me back a letter. Ich nicht verstanden genau was in der Terz. Meistens nicht gestanden der klare Terz, but so he sent me to the God. A Terz achob nicht. Okay, so Pasht is this Chumre for a Moshe Sternbuch bedarf nicht mag bedarf. Aber where it's Negev weiter, you have two more new in our new door, new generation. We have two more kind of lights that it could be nageh this chumre. If you want to be yoytze the chumre for chesed le'avrov, is ner light and tea light. It's a zach that is called ner light, and a zach that is called tea light. Ner light is you buy a package of 36 candles, you break it, and then you put it in the menorah. Some people don't have a koyach to put oil with a candle. They buy a ready set, you break it, and it's all ready. This is nail light, and tea light is what they, a lot of people use for Shabbos, these little tea candles, comes with a little... So I want to explain. And two of them is two problems. There's one problem that this keli is made for one time. The nail light, when it's finished, you throw it away. The tea light, I never saw people that keep that little metal. If the tea light, some people use it for the crack, but not to in Shabbos, not to put it till the bottom, they put it inside. But chutz from that, you throw it away. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein, most of the Americans are making like Reb Moshe Feinstein, and the Moshel, they hold that you buy a tinfoil container, for the aluminium, these chag pe'ami zachen, they don't toivel it here. I saw most Americans don't toivel it. I asked them, I tvilas kelim. I tell you, Reb Moshe said, if it's for one time, it's not called a keli. If it's not called a keli for Tvilas Kelim, it's not called a keli for B'yoy Tzachanike. So a person that lies with no light is not malik with a keli. So he has to decide. He wants Balei Tamid HaChomim, he doesn't want Balei Tamid HaChomim. Say, could be Rav Shtemetz says, B'dieved, it's not me'akev. Aber avadu l'kula al mezuchumre. Again. Rav Shteyman, it's two tainas. One taina is, lemaisa, the nail light comes with the hechsher from the vadats. All has hechsher. So vayste is the goyim from the vadats, halten us is yogurt. So Rav Shteyman gitaina, that could be, that even like Abba Hilchis Tzvilas Kelim, we pass it like, some people pass it like Rav Moshe, that it's not called a keli, if it's not made lehachnis veleoitzi, or but like Abba Nechanike, for the din of keli for Nechanike, we can make it, so see, it's like Chanike candle. Shlomo Zalman told me noch asvore legabi ner light, not legabi tea light. He said that it's made specially for Chanukah. It's like gor choshuv, fakert. It's like spitzlach. It's like gor choshuv. It's like fakert, it's like mechumen like a keli. Shtem and bring a shtikel raya from Mishnebura to them. So you have to know these tea lights, Einach and Ami, could be, yes, lehokel, but when they listen, Rav Shteyman says that it's like a tchile legamre. Okay, let me get in the next shlav. We spoke last week that a lot of choshev people light outside in Eretz Yisrael. We break down for Rebbe Eliashiv, could be that people that light inside are not yoytze bichlal. So a lot of bochim decided to light outside. So let me get in first for the people that light outside. It's a choshev halacha that you have to know when you light outside, that if you don't know this halacha, you could have a brocha levatole. I see a lot of bochum here, mamish and nichshol in them. But that's a good, this is yesoides. The halacha is in Ner Chanukah, you have to put oil for half an hour. We'll speak later for half an hour, 45 minutes, 38 minutes. What is the shiur of hadlakas Ner Chanukah? We'll go duch. But the halacha is, you have to put the oil b'shas the hadlakah. The haynu, you can take a glass, put a couple drops of oil, put the fire on, and then put more oil inside. Why you can't do it? Because kaimelon hadloke oisa mitzvah. B'shas the hadloke, the candle has to be big enough oil that it could light for half an hour. Kaimelon hadloke oisa mitzvah. And if you didn't leave enough oil inside and you add it later, you're not yoitza even b'di'evet. This halacha, I think, might be alevesin. This halacha, everyone knows. Gekumen de Briskerov, das ist ein Stückchen bei Bekamedik. Sagt de Briskerov, if you're lighting outside a candle and you open the glass, now it's very windy. If you will leave the glass open for 45 minutes, the candles will blow off. Avada. So what you do? You close it after 2 minutes. Sagt er, aber b'shas de hadloke, this fire is eino yochel amoid beruach metzuya. So your candle is not throwing for half an hour. You close the door later. Hadloke is a mitzvah. And b'shas de hadloke, so nish given roi, it's a yitzhah. Mele zogni briskerov, broche levatole. We mentioned last week that a lot of people, this is the reason they light inside, because in our days, people don't know how to light outside. And most people, you see, they light outside, they open it, they put it, and they close it miyad. Doesn't help. V'al b'shas de hadloke, it cannot be oimed beruach mitzuya, because the vada it will be closed. But mele b'nish yoytze. So what is the eitze? What is the eitze to do? Although some people have like special things that you could come from on top. Although what I do is, I buy very thin, long candles. Very thin, long candles. I have a glass. I move the glass a little bit. I push in my candle from the corner. I close the glass. Mamish is nothing left. And like this, I play in the candle and I light it inside. You don't know how it's going to have to practice before Chanukah. Because if not, no, push it loch the broche. Because I have a broche levatole amol. Practice is not so hard. Kenege de Briskerov, kumt Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. And they say, no, it's good. You could light with an open box and close it miyad. The Briskers are marked with not to light with an open box. You have to light it when the box is closed. Of Reverend Aitzes. No, you can light it with an open box. We said Adloka is a mitzvah. Zok the Chaim Kanievsky has it. Adloka is a mitzvah. I need to have oil for half an hour. Chabishkin oil for half an hour. Nishkin gute oil. Nishkin ner. Here, the ner is a gute ner. No vos. The wind is coming to take it away soon. I will push away the wind. When I didn't put enough oil, b'shas de adloke, I didn't light a good candle. Here, b'etzem, the candle is a good candle. Vasi da ruach mitzuyo. Fakert, chabadas. The messiah de ruach mitzuyo. Listen, a bit of pshat in them. Dr. Chaim Kanievsky has a raya from the Mishneh Berurah. State in Mishneh Berurah, Hamadlik b'mokim she'aruach mitzuyo, v'kovso zokuklo. Aloch is kovso ain't zokuklo. But if you light it in a place that it's not oimed to light, and the wind blew it out, kovso zokuklo. Fregt Rabbeinu Chaim Kanievsky, why the Mishneh Berurah says, if I light it in a place that is a wind, and the wind blew it out, I have to light it again. Lefi what we said, even if the wind didn't blow it out, b'shas that locket was not throwing the light. If in the end it didn't blow out, so why is this yoke not throwing the light? We're speaking in a place that I have an open box, and if I leave it open for 45 minutes, it blows out. Zog de Briskerov, it doesn't help to close it later. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Vos zog de Mishneh Berurah, if you lived in a place in the wind, and the wind blew it out, but the other you're not yaitzeh. Again, Lemaise Laloche, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Yomin Zilberg, and they came out with a Zachuveres from Reb Eliashiv last year, and Reb Shemizam and Auerbach hold that it's okay to light with an open box. Le'umas then, the Maril Diskin, the Briskerov, Rav Neuwirth are very much machmir in it, that the box has to be closed. Ich gedenk, I know the Pesachim, the Bingham, Shemazal, and Auerbach. Ich gedenk, I was a bocher, 16 years old. I went to speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman about this shaila. I came to ask him if you have to close it or you don't have to close it. Tell you about why we spoke about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said he has another eitzah. Back and forth. So one of the bochim got up and told Rav Shlomo Zalman, I have a different eitzah, what I do. When I light, I take 10 bochim, all of them stand around me, no wind, I light, and then I close it. Other, if you're a very big person, you could put all of your body on top of it, it's probably a mitzvah already, and the matter, you're light. Shem Zalman told him, it's nishkin gute eitzah. Why? Yenim gitainet, it's a big box, what is not kaminis? It's a big box. Then later, I'm changing this box with a different box. But the kol hazman hadloke, it's like poshet, it's a poshet zach, if you have a glass box, and you come in the middle and you change the glass, you know, like moving glasses, more glasses, the whole time. You're changing one glass with another glass. Shazam said, nein, see, nish good. Why? Because the hadloke, people can't see it in the street. It's a black box. Someone could light in a black box. If your box is all these people, so they can't see it? If you could light in a closed box that you can't see in Lars Hanukkah? So Shem Zalman said, so ask me, so every time when you light, Lemaise, if you're standing there, people will pass near you, they can't, how you could light in a Hanukkah outside? So first he said, normally people can see you inside, and he said, again, Tony the Metzias. But Shem Zalman said, it's more from that. These people could move. What if you're lighting in a yeshiva and there's a big rebbe lights and a big crowd around them? These people could soon they will move. They don't have to be here. But if you need the people to be the black of the wind, so you need this wall for the chefs of the menorah, it's me'akev. Say it, but look, it's a mitzvah. Hadlokah is a mitzvah. Thus is my menorah, it's the... the box could see. The box could see. Every time in your house also is one person. Zakim Shem Zalman, here we'll see a lot of nafkiminis. You're thinking of the soil, you can make all the sheetas. Somebody, about we'll see. Zakim Shem Zalman, in your house, it's enough that you see. But when you're lighting outside, it's not enough pirsum and nisa for yourself. It has to be lekol bnei reshu sarabim. We'll see later if someone is 1 o'clock by night and he didn't light. Eitzes from the Mishneh Brura, what to do? Could be you only could light in your house at 1 o'clock by night. Outside you have to have Bnei Reshu Sarabim. Maybe with the people that are standing around you, does Heidishke Bnei Reshu Sarabim? Does Heidishke Bnei Reshu Sarabim? It's the wall. We'll go weiter. In Alicha Shleime, I don't know, the Musmach Dike Sefer, it's brought down, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Le'ikar Aloche, you don't have to be choshesh to the Briskerov, and you're allowed to light it. But the best thing is, if someone at least will cover with his body. So even Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't like it so much, but he said, Chosh, if you're anyway not doing the Briskerov, maybe to cover with your body, Chosh Epis to help. Okay, now there's another Chumre, comes from the same halacha, but this is already negeah to kmat every bochur in the dira. If you don't know how to handle these halachas, you could be nichshel and not mekayim this mitzvah chanukah chaviva yad me'oid. You light your menorah, and after a couple minutes, you see the fire starting to dance. Although you see slowly the psila starting to go down and down. The veis noch apor minut shokochamo. And you're not sure, you have that, although you see like jumping, the fire jumping. Now, you're not sure what to do with it. Why? some people, what to do? You could leave it like this. You could leave it like this. So what to do? Some people don't want to shut it. Why? They tie it like this. If I will shut it, and I will put it on again, I'll mechabe and fix it. So, I lost the mitzvah, because adloko is a mitzvah. Okay, abediyevel, if you kovso, zokuklo, zokuklo, the man said, you lost your mitzvah. So what they do? They try to fix it without shutting it. You take like a twister or something, you pull it. It's different shit is how to fix it without. You play with the menorah a little bit. You have to know, these people could be, they're missing the mitzvah. Why? This Hanukkah candle is a jumping. It means that the psila here was not done very good. Other, it's starting to sink down into the oil. It means that the zachdar is holding the psila. Vice versa, is a bit schwach. If you will leave it like this, after 2-3 minutes, your menorah will go off. Right? So be'etzem, you are not yoytze adloka bichlal. Because adloka is a mitzvah. It's not roi and ruach metzuya and a metzias to stand for half an hour. If you shut it and you put it on again, chosh the second time you mekayim the mitzvah. If you fix it when it's lighting, so golish giton. Because adloka is a mitzvah. And b'shaz da adloka, it was golish giton. Und später, du bist golish giton. The eitzah is to blow it off and to put it again. Again, you have to know. Lo yitzu, you think that it could stay for half an hour like this, it's better not to blow it off. So if you see it jumping, sometimes it's kedai to stand there for half an hour to see what will happen. If you blow it off, you lose the mitzvah. If you don't blow it off, and it will go off in 10 minutes, again, sometimes it's sliding normally. But then it went off. But if you see after that, look, that the matzav is not so solid inside, you have to know sometimes you are not yoytze that, look, and the only way is to shut it and to fix it. Or but to fix it when it's sliding, then you're saying good. So look, in the matzav of sveikas, when I've taken freg, and I've yet to suffer, when I've kenish geben do a klolim. Let me gain weiter. What? When Adelbroch, Because you never could know if b'shas that, look, it was good, and maybe later something happened. Right. And if it's the second night, in a chanami, if it's in the second night, we'll go weiter. There's another chumah that comes out from this zach. Some people, choshevet amir chachomim, don't like to use the zach that they call him ptil tzaf. I don't know how they call it in English. It's like a small little red thing with a little cap, as I, and you
floating,
put it. Floating with. Why? They have two lamdisha tainas. You're not lighting in the oil of a half an hour. You're lighting only in a little oil. Then later, you know what happens? When this oil finishes, the wick falls down to the next oil. And then it falls down to the next oil. Azevi the Halacha says that I have to have an oil of a half an hour. The Heimrich will mazbe. And then Shabbos, simach nishtois. It's not a dlokois of mitzvah. I have to have candles on Shabbos. If you light the candles and they blow off, you have to put them out again if it's not Shabbos. And then Chanukah adloka is a mitzvah. But mitzad sheini, I need to light a half an hour oil. One taina. Second taina, the taina is as a adloka is a mitzvah. Lekatchile, we are makpi to light with oil, not with wicks, not with candles. They taina that these little wicks have like a pink covering. For the first 2 minutes, it's like a little candle. Then the wick starts to go with oil. So you're lighting with a candle, you're not lighting with oil. In 2 minutes, it's oil. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. This is nafkamina. Even in our days, most people already don't use this floating wicks. They use, they have the same thing longer. They call it ptil pele. It says on it, ptil pele. They have it just a long machzikaza. The same idea. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was not masking. He said that it's lekatchile. He was cholik in both tainas. He says it's called that I'm lighting the whole oil. It's ein ma'ase adloke. And he said that these wigs, we're looking at kedavar echot. He said every wig, in the first second, the oil doesn't light. He says it's connected. aber ich weiß, ich kann das auch machmieren, dass er mag mit Natu. Einmal so auf gerade Sömmach, ich habe schon gesagt, Ptil Zaf, we don't Sömmach take it. We don't use a Ptil Zaf. Again, at Pia Locha, you're allowed to. I'm speaking on Chaviva Yad Meoit. But on the long ones, the reason I use them, I think, because sometimes it's much more practical that it lights good. A lot of people that don't know how to know, I'm also not a mumche. If you don't know how to do good wings, they start to jump and they get like a hat after they burn a little bit. It's like Ansis Meises Dalton. And then Faket, could be you could lose. These wings, Adloko, it's a mitzvah, it's no mitzvah, it looks nice. So Memele, even the candles with the Evid Yoyotze, Mereda of the Chumre. Memele, there's one more Chumre that Kedai to be Machmir, aber ich weiß nicht genau wieviel. Ich weiß nicht genau wieviel. Again, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, "Side the floating wigs and side the other things are lekatchile." So, they don't give them a machmir zayin, and they scratch off the red, and they don't use floating wigs. So, I myself, the floating I don't use, but the long ones I use. We'll go weiter. It's another chumah that some people are makpid miyad after they finish to light the menorah, and the fire already is burning nicely. They run away. They don't stay there for 2 minutes. Why? Because if you stay there, it's a medura. Mechanically, that is a medura, you're not yaitze. So if when you're lighting the menorah, you will stay near the candle for extra time, it's a medura. When you take it away, hadloka is a mitzvah. Medura, the aloch is in Mechanically, you can't light a Avdolah candle to be yaitze in Mechanically. What if someone only has a Avdolah candle? You could light it for one night, for one candle. Why? The Gemara says, Avuka, you're not Yoitze. It has to be a single one. Now, if you're lighting with a candle, it's two. It's a Medura. So you're right, there's no way to light. Aber miyad, when you finish, go away. Again, not miyad, miyad. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ashtei shalev yisrael meleh. Aber miyad nochdem. Aber not to stay there for a visit. I say noch einmal. What is the shiur? Ich weiß nicht, le nit noter le maloche ha-shores. Aber day time again, if you stay there for a long time, it's a Medura. No, at loko is a mitzvah. We'll go weiter. What? Medura, you're not the answer, no? But that's not the answer. Let me go weiter. But that's the aloha is on the gear. I just, when the beginning, but not the kirch is alle chumras. What? A lighter is also good. So you could light with a lighter. If you light outside with a lighter, it's very hard. Maybe a long lighter. The last couple years is a big chumre from Rebbe Eliashiv. This is negeah to the bochum that didn't buy yet the oil. Outside in the market, I'm not going now to the shaylef, is fake oil or not fake oil. That's nicht das schlecht. There's a lot of the oil, especially the cheap ones, it says on it, lamo'or, for lighting. Says in small letters, not for eating. Most of the oil that they will sell around the yeshiva will be written it not for eating. It's cheaper, Pashut. It's cheaper. They make it with the get. The oil has inside a lot of excess and all different zachen. It says not for eating. Rabbi Yashiv holds lekatchile, you're not allowed to light with oil that you cannot eat. Now, you have to know that it's a why? Because do me the Beis HaMikdosh. Beis HaMikdosh, you have to be roi le, b'moisar b'ficho. B'melech, we're lighting, do me the Beis HaMikdosh. Melech, b'liashiv holds the katchila not to use this oil. Again, it's not me'akev l'cha'ure, because we have a Mishneh Berurah that you're allowed to light with candles. Candles you also can't eat. So you don't have the chashivis of oil. It's not me'akev. Also, is a mefurish Mishneh Berurah that oil that you're not allowed to eat is also kosher. Even oil the Shari Tshuva brings down that is basar b'cholov, you're allowed to light with it. This is nishta zei poshet because mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. So even that it's isur ha'moe, mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Okay, it's a fashid in the red of them. It's not so poshet because as a shayl is a isur bishul and basar b'cholov. So the achroinim ask, even though it's mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Aber was mit Isur Bishul? Okay, das ist nicht das Eposh. It could be if you're burning it and you're not cooking it for eating, There's no Yisur Bishul. Pashas is totally machlekes, Taisus and Taisarosh, and Yivomes, Davov, and Mudbeis, Chvunish Genarai. Nicht alle am Maskim, andere sagen, dass Rebbe Yashiv Chumre is a Chumre, and I, the Poiskim, say that Shemen Shel Isur, you're allowed to light, Shemen Shel Isur is eatable. It's an oil, you can eat it. This oil is dangerous, it's not eatable, it's nicht kein oil, it's a candle. What is the Isur doesn't make it ois oil. Lemaise, it's only a Chumre, the Shemir Shabbos Kirchosa hold, there's no Indian to be machmir in it at all. Move that Rav Meir Shmulevitz here from Yeshiva Tainas, I'm not sure if he checked it himself or not, I think he told me he tasted, he drank it, nothing happened to him. The Haidu, it's not really dangerous. The companies have to write on it, not for eating, because you know if you eat a lot, then something could happen, and it could sue you, and it could bring you all different growths, and different zachen. But it doesn't mean that it's not roi le'achile. Because the aloha has to be roi le'achile made, as mikenish essen does. Will ich jetzt kommen zu einer größeren Chumre, was ich gehört habe, ob ich mir Samen neu mache. Es ist ein Loch in der Chaneke, es ist ein Gmorre in Shabbos, hört sich ein gut, tak in der Jahr, das ist mamisch, es ist gar wichtig zu sagen das. Einmal in fünf Jahr, der Stückel ist gar wichtig zu sagen. Hört sich ein gut. Es ist ein Gmorre in Shabbos, I remember, I was in Yeshiva Ketan, I was in Mesifte. It's the first time ich gehört habe, ob ich mir Samen neu mache. Moshe came to speak in the Chanukah Mesiba. We were learning Bobi Kame and Yeshiva then. I was in the Mesivta, maybe I was Bar Mitzvah. Moshe Mazalman Erbach came, Moshe Mazalman Erbach gizokt hazeh. As a Gemara in Shabbos, he kifo psilois, afilu lener echod loy olsole. We said, the Chanukah has to be a single candle. It can't be a avuka. What if someone takes a big dish full with oil and he puts psilis wicks all over, and he lights them. Afilu lener echod loy olsoloy. He's not yaitze even one candle because it looks like a fire. Fregt Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, why is not yaitze? Chosh mi yaitze one candle. The first one. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. You're right, that lady when you lit the other one became a fire. Aber hadlaka is a mitzvah. You're right that you caused it. Aber sunam and the omar afilu kof some amazing in Zokoklo. So I remember Rav Shlomo Zalman said that this kasha freit Rav Loizer Moshe Horvitz in the back of the Shas, when zokt ateretz, that we're talking that he took a big fire and he put it in the middle and all the candles lit them together. All the candles, he put one big fire in the middle and everything catched in fire. I remember Rav Shlomo Zalman gezokt bezeh aloshen. Rav Loizer Moshe given gor a greise mensch, obos is gor a shver ateretz. It's not a person that doesn't have money. Ner Shabbos is odif mishum shloim beise. So he lights only the Ner Shabbos. Frag the Masa Samelech, why he lights only the Ner Shabbos? Light the Ner Chanike, blow it off, and light the Ner Shabbos. Krof sein, zok uklo. Nish lekatchile, maskim. So what is the other eitze? You're only lighting the Ner Shabbos anyway. So light the Ner Chanike, so we have two kashes. Why keep up silus afilu the Ner Echad loy also loy? Chosh one. And also, in the Chanukah and the Shabbos, why in the Shabbos Odif? Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman Achidush. Weißt du es von da, that while I have a plan to blow it off, we'll see so much of Kemilis in a minute. While I have a plan to make a bigger fire, while I have a plan, it's ki'ilu that it's not roi lamoit beruach metzuyo, and while it's ki'ilu ein roi lamoit beruach metzuyo, so I'm not Yoitze Ner Chanukah. While I have a plan to blow it off, while I have a plan to make it a turn to become a fire, Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, so it's Ke'ilu that is a Ruach Metzuyo that is going to blow it off, and while Bishasa Adloke is a Ruach Metzuyo that is planning to blow it off, Memele, I'm not Yoitze. Und das ist Reb Shlomo Zalman. Fragt Reb Shlomo Zalman auf dem. So what we're saying is, so, if I light a candle and I have a dash to blow it off, I'm not Yoitze. Even if I don't have Loko is a mitzvah. If I light a candle and plan to turn it to be a fire, I'm not Yoitze. He keeps up stillness, I feel the first one, I'm not Yoitze. Because I'm planning to light the other ones. Mechalik and Shabbos, I feel I'm not Yoitze Mechalik, because I'm planning to blow it off. Fragt er von der Gemara in Babakam. Die Gemara sagt, Zora Keili Meroish Hagag, he's chayev. But if it's a pillow, he's potu. Zora Keili Meroish Hagag, in Sido Korim Vixosis, Vibo Acher Vesilkom, both of them are potu. But what would be the aloche if he himself ran down? It's also potu. Because when he threw it, it was pillows, and then he pulled it out. What is the halacha about if you throw korim v'ksos, you throw keli miroish agag, and it's pillows on the bottom, but the pillows are planning to move in ruach metzuya? That till the keli will come down, for sure the pillows will not be there. You chayev. Because in ruach metzuya, this keli is oimed to fall on the floor and to break. So frek dem shum is alman, so vo shteyto. That if I throw a keli meroish hagag and it's a pillow, and I know that that pillow will move in ruach metzuya, I'm chayev. So why when I ran and I pulled away the pillow, I'm not chayev? Lefidi, you said, we say that if I have a plan, my plan is like a ruach metzuya. So if my plan is like a ruach metzuya, so when I throw a keli meroish hagag and it's a pillow, and I run down and I pull away the pillow, why am I not chayev? If I throw a keli and it's a pillow and the ruach is going to move the pillow, I'm chayev. But when I run down, even though I had a plan to pull away the pillow, I'm not chayev. Fragt Reb Shlomo Zalman, why not? Ich gedenk, am morgen gesagt, der Shir, so ein Platz, nicht wie er sagt, Hoshem Bochim Dalton. So one of them asked, how the person managed to run down and to pull the pillow. Ich weiß nicht, Tonisch fragen, er sagt, Hashayles, ja, Milan, das suge. Aber if someone has you the kashas, I will answer him, first, mit Tonisch fragen, mir hat Belongnis. But I told him, Lomazogin is a long string till the pillow. He throws the keli and then he pulls the string. He doesn't have to run down to pull the pillow. But you could mitzayin that he has a string, pull to the pillow. Das nicht genau für mich, der Chetim ist nicht nur gehe. Sag ich, Shlomo Zalman, I is soit. My das cannot make it like Ruach Metzuya to make a mazik. The mazik is nicht doch ein mazik jetzt. When I'm planning to take it away, now is a pillow. When I'm madlik in a chanike and I'm planning to blow off, it's felt in that look. So tifa chiluk do, it's the mokum to gain a rein to them. Fakert. I'm sure to chanike, we can mask with a smell. But so come to mezama, where it's negea le maise. It's negea like this. In aeroplanes, today already I had to pass it to someone, in aeroplanes and hotels. Someone is in an aeroplane, the marshal, from a Zaman Erbach holds, he has to light without a bracha. Speaking of the marshal, someone asked me today, he's leaving America at 3 o'clock, he's arriving here when it's morning. I said, look. So, from a Zaman says, light in the plane. Now, the problem is, if you light in the plane, okay, in our days, you have to be more careful, but even Lama Zagan in the old days, you could light for 2 minutes, but Miyad, they will come and they will blow it off. Yeah, not as long as you sit in the smoking place and you light kilo and you light, you'll get it. But they'll blow it off. They'll see a candle, they'll blow it off. So lechure, you know that they're going to blow it off. You're not yoitza adlokas mechanike. Also, you have hotels. They let you to light, but after 5 minutes they blow it off. So alamosha, you're in a room and you're allowed to light here, but you're leaving and you can't leave it. So come as the fascists. So go to the fashas. I have to close. I have to leave it for half an hour. I'm in a room in a hotel. You know, if I leave the room and the fire is on, in 2 minutes, all the detectors start to make noise. It's nishle mais. I have to blow it off. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can't make a broche. Why you can't make a broche? Even there is enough oil in the candle, of a vial, you have a das to blow it off. It's not called bichlal at loko is a mitzvah. The airplane, a person that has to light an airplane, he said to take a flashlight that has like a bulb inside and to light it and to hold it in your place for half an hour. It's better to put it stuck somewhere, more from just holding it in the hand. Normally in the front, if you're in the chair, you could stuck it inside, a light. Why take a flashlight and not light the light on top? Because I think it's not nickel, that it's for the Chanukah.
Why is it different than a car?
Because the Mokim Sheinah, Mokim Achila, this is your place. For sure, I want to be Madgish Chas V'Sholem not to make a brocha in the airplane. Was only Lechumre, Rav Shlomo Zalman said it. But Avada, it's only Lechumre not to make a brocha in the airplane. Now again, it's the Rashtikel, more Aloha Lemaisa. If a person goes away for Shabbos, where he has to light? So I want the Shtikel to mechalik this Aloha to two Chalokim. Ikara Aloha and Rebbe Yashiv's Chumre. We'll start with Ikara Aloche. Ikara Aloche, if you go away for Shabbos, it's divided to two. And we have the Ikara Aloche and the Chumra from Rebbe Eliashiv. But I'm going now on the Ikara Aloche. And the Ikara Aloche, we have a Machlekes, Reb Shlomo Zalman, with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish with Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyomach. Now we'll start Keseida. Lama Zogin, a Bocher goes away for Shabbos. Goes away for Shabbos. Lil Shabbos, Lekule Alma, he could light in the place that he came for. Lama Zogin, he went to Arnof for Shabbos. He's staying by a family. So in that family, if he eats in that family, on Shabbos is the best thing. And he lights in that family before Shabbos, he's lighting in that family. Thus is Poshet. The Shaila is, where to light Motzei Shabbos? Where to light Motzei Shabbos? Motzei Shabbos is coming back. We're not talking Chas V'Sholem on a Shlechta Bocher that has a Salkedaitach to stay another day. The ganze Chanukah is Zeicher L'Teire, L'Ashkichom Teirosecho, L'Aviro Michutzer Etzenecho, Zeidim B'Yad Oizki Seirosecho. By Mirsis Poshet, a Bocher that takes off a day or two in Chanukah, it's a chashash from Apikosis. It's a chashash Apikosis, mamish. מזוקן עליו ניסים להשכיחון תירוסכו. זה הידים ביד אויס כסירוסכו. דוסי גיוון דה גנצה נס. ונבוד איזה תנקיו הקדוש ברוך הוא, איך בטל צח. עוד עוד הוא גלייב נשנע הקדוש ברוך הוא, עוד עוד זה משוגנר. אבל אם יסים הבוח, איך בטל צח חניקה, באמיר זה סוף הכיו זה אפיקוירס. I can't believe that he really believes that the נס of חניקה is given for תירה. אפשר גלייב תן אנטר הזך. Aber als glaubt, dass der Nes von Chanukah gewinnt von Teire, der Abisoyen, als kein Battelzach in Chanukah. So man muss schon, das Mann hat mehr als Chanukah, ein Battelzach in der Zimmer. He's not embarrassed in front of the candles. I'm a Shugener. So, oder ein Pikoiris, oder ein Shugener. Aber ein Normaler ist nicht. Aber man redet auf normale Bochum, es ist noch gegangen weg für Shabbos. Aber Sunday they're coming back. Ich rede nicht auf Menschen, als bleiben. Die Menschen, ich weiß nicht, es ist klar, dass sie light candles. I speak of normal people that are coming back Sunday. So now the Shaila is, they're coming back Motzei Shabbos, and they want to know where to light candles. They want to know where to light candles. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds like this. If they stay for 2 hours Motzei Shabbos in the place that they're going to, they're staying for 2 hours Motzei Shabbos in the place that they're going to, and they're eating the Melave Malke, the best thing is that they will light in the place that they were for Shabbos. Then if you went away for Shabbos, to Arnof, Lel Shabbos, we said, it's Poshet, you're lighting by the people that you're staying by. And Motzei Shabbos also, you will light there. You will stay there for 2 hours. Hopefully they'll invite you from Lavi Malki. You will eat their epes. And then you go back to Yeshiva. The Chazon Ish Zoknei. While tonight you're sleeping in Yeshiva, you have to light in Yeshiva. So what to do? Lefir Shlomo Zalman, and Zeir Rebbe Eliashiv holds, if you dear Meikar Adin, if you dear Motzei Shabbos for 2 hours, stay there for 2 hours, and you light there, and then you go back to Yeshiva, it's the best thing. And the Neibrak, Taka, the Paschal, like the Chazon Ish. Chaim Kanievsky himself writes a letter when he was a Bocher. He learned in Petach Tikva and Lomje. So he asked the Chazon Ish, he came to his father, he had a father, Stipler, for Shabbos Chanukah he came home, over Azei Be'agut HaBocher, Miyad Motzei Shabbos, and Avgeng Tzurik to Yeshiva. So he asked the Chazon Ish, where to light? So the Chazon Ish told him, go back to Yeshiva and light in Yeshiva. Tom Yo, but we'll live in a poor shores with the Kilis Yankiv to learn it. I came with the Shabbos, I wanted to stay with my father, a poor shores. So he told him to call the Yeshiva and tell your roommate to light for you the candle. So So how you do if you want to be yoytze ala shittas? Lefirb shul mezamen, again, you went away for Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, you light in the place that you are. Motei Shabbos, lefirb shul mezamen, you stay for 2 hours and you light there. Fidech hazanish, you have to light in the deer. How you yoytze ala shittas? So the best thing is to do, we said, lechanuke chavive ad meoit. We don't want, because we wanted to go away for Shabbos, to lose mitzvah chanukah if you want shittas. So vos tutmen. Vos tutmen, though. How we yoytze? So the aloha, I'm just saying the eitze to unser kleine mention, how we do to be yoytze ala shittas. So what we do is we light the ikra dilek Reb Shlomo Zalman after two, we light in the Motzei Shabbos in the place that we were for Shabbos. Now, lekatchile, we try to be yoytze the broche with the baladire, so we don't have a broche levatole. And we ask someone in yeshiva to light for us. Other, when we arrive back in the dira after these 2.5 hours, we light, and then we go to the Smelish to learn. Forget, we miyad go to the dira, we light, and then we go to learn. Instead of going to learn miyad, you go to the dira, and you light, and then you go to the Smelish. Without a bracha. Without a bracha. Now, the machmirim sheba machmirim, if the bachrim, they have here a shtikel chumrele. Again, we do like Reb Shlomo Zalman, we light in the place we stayed for our Nofer Shabbos, but the bracha lekatchila, we ask the baladira to be moitzias. We don't have a baladira, but the we can make the bracha ourselves. We ask him to be moitzias, and then when we come back to the dira, we light without a bracha. Oh, but the machmirim sheba machmirim and the bachrim, what they do is, when they yoytze the bracha from the the Machmirim do it for the following reason. Because could be the Chazanish is right, and the Brocha that the Yoytze now is Gornish, it's Dvorim Betelim. And later they will not do another Brocha. So the Maestro, they will be without a Brocha. Now as a Aloha, a person that didn't light Neres Chanukah, as a Nuta Koneh Darabona, and someone that doesn't have Neres Chanukah, is Birkas Aroye. When you see candles, you have to make a Brocha. So their Choshesh, maybe they're not Yoytze now Adloke. So this bracha is dvorim betelim. Later they don't have a bracha. The chayav is birkas aroya, and the birkas aroya they can't be yoytze from the balabais because the val nishken roya and noch nishken light the candles. So they look in the window to have a birkas aroya of someone else's candles. Seder. We can dig to have them in a poor wagon for the cold reasons. You could be choylek. Why is no birkas aroya? Well, I want to go weiter, but it's shpet. I said, Mi'ikar Adin you could make, better not to. Yeah, if you didn't have a candle, but if you're lighting, you don't make a Birkas Aroya. If you don't have where to light, then you make a Birkas Aroya. Here you be the Eved Yaitz of the other person. We'll go right. This is Ikar Aloche Azei V'kibalnu M'Rabbeseinu Reb Shlomo Zalman Reb Eliashiv and the Chazanish. Kunt Reb Eliashiv with a Moiredike Chidush. Reb Eliashiv boitzes chidush an a prichodosh in simen tof reish ayin zayin. Prichodosh in tof reish ayin zayin, zog de prichodosh, if a person went away with his family for Chanukah for 8 days, zog de prichodosh, he doesn't have to light candles in his old house. It's enough that he will light candles in the place that he's here for 8 days. And he doesn't have to be worried that people will come to his old house and they will see that there's no candles and they will think that he's a shagetz. Because people know that he went away for Chanukah. Maybe I'll be masbir. I see you don't understand. I'll be masbir. All of the halachas, we don't have to worry that people will think that I was shagetz. But Chanukah, if you learn the Gemara, everyone knows, Bai sheyesh lo shtei psochim, chazal metaken to light in both sides, mipnei aroyim. Well, the chavetz of Chanukah is pirsume nise, so they made a takonim mipnei aroyim to light in all the sides. So b'meile, the prichodesh had a tzad that even if this is my real house, even that I moved away for Chanukah, I would have to light. Zog the prichodesh, while I went away for 8 days, and everyone knows that I went away, I don't have to light. As medayik Reb Eliashiv, only because you went away for 8 days. But if you go away for 2 days, so even if you're not in your house, you have to light in your house. You have to have someone to light for you in your house. So lama zogim, we'll speak on a yingimah. Lama zogim, yingimah goes away for Shabbos. Zog Rabbi Yashiv, you have to have someone to light for you in your house when you're away. Lama zogim, abocha goes away. So he has to ask some else from his roommates to light for him. Without a bracha, mipnei aroi. Maybe one candle is enough. Lishtate bepruta is enough. If someone else in the deer is lighting for you, what? Because meikar adin lishtatev is enough. But as I thought, Rebbe Eliashiv, kumto is the fear of Rebbe Eliashiv. Lo yitzur is a dira that the whole dira decide to go together. Happens. So who will lie there? Okay, they can ask him the dira nearby. If there's no one there, Fira Bel Yashiv, they can't go away for Shabbos. So the Rebbe Zalman, kum tois that the Fira Bel Yashiv, Chanukah is a jail. Lo yishamanu that Chanukah is a jail. Lo yishamanu that Chanukah, you're not allowed to move away from your house. So Rebbe Zalman was very takif against this chumrah. Now, people tell you that could be Lemoshon in the yeshiva. That anyway, so much menorahs downstairs, could be there's no gzeiras haroim. Again, in Polovich, I remember everyone was makbid on this Rebbe Eliashiv. But again, if you leave a dira with no one, you have to know, it's a chashash fires. Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazanish never told him to tell someone in Lomja to light in his room. But the Olam Tayyar is not a raya, because Chaim Kanievsky went back to his father, the stipler. So his main house was really a Bnei Brak. For the Bochad is in Eretz Yisrael now, and his main house is a Dira, could be is a market to be Chayish Yitzur Rebbe Eliashiv's Chumra. Let me gain weiter. When you have to light Neiris Chanukah, what is the time of Zman Adlokas Neiris Chanukah? So, Lemaise Alamol, I like to answer in this Shaila, do what your father did, because there's so much shittas, and there's so much shittas, we'll see in a second. So the easiest way to answer is do what your father did. But the problem is that I find the last couple of years, I tell a bacha, do what your father does, he tells me my father lies when he comes back from work. This is gonish, yeah? It's nishkin shita. Achmanes, no? My him work is more important. Chomishkin tainis. Aber das heißt nicht keine Zeit. So his father doesn't remember himself if he lights in the Shkir, and this is a Kechavim. He lights in the morning, he davis in Belshtibel, in the afternoon, he davis in Sechashkenat. So his father doesn't have a minig. So the Shaila is, the Bochur asks, he wants to know for the first time, it's Nogea to him Lemaise, when to light? When he was a Bochur in Yeshiva in America, everyone lights in the same time. Here everyone does what he wants. So he wants to know. So mainly you have to attack him in Varer, when to light? So the Gemara in Shabbos looked, mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad shetich leregel min ashuk. Mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad shetich leregel min ashuk. Zog the Gemara, my love, elo di leadlik madlik, the time you're allowed to light is ad shetishka regel min ashuk, or leshiyur. See later. So the Gemara says the time of Nechanik is Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. Other the Iker Halacha is that you have to put enough oil from Shkia Bis Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. Other the Halacha is that till then you're allowed to light. We pass in L'Katchila, you have to put an oil this year. Now, what is Shkia Sachamo? Shita Sagro Mina Yerushalayim Mina Gaprushim to light exactly in Shkia. It will be in this Chanukah in between 4:41 and 4:44. This is Mina Yerushalayim. The Chazanish said 20 minutes after Shkia. In America, Al-Pire Baron 25 minutes. Al-Pire Moshe 10 minutes after Shkia. So we have the Shkia, or a little bit after Shkia, and the Shulchan Aruch stayed to light in Tzeisa Kichod. We have three times to light. Shkia, or the 10, 15, 20 minutes after Shkia, or the Tzeis HaKichol. Now, if you didn't light in that time, Zog the Shulchan Aruch, you could light the ganze Nacht. Mishneh Berurah says, lekatchila, to wake up some people. If you don't wake some people, Mishneh Berurah says, maybe you can make a bracha, a mevorach lehifsit. Now, we don't know, lemaisa, we have to put oil, kishil, mishetishka achamo, ad shetich leregel min hashuk. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a half an hour. Now, we don't know what is a half an hour. A half an hour is from Shkia, b'tzeis ha-kichovim, or from tzeis ha-kichovim from later. So the Mishneh Berurah says, lekatchila, to put enough oil, that if you light in Shkia, lo mezogim, but it will light at least till a half an hour after tzeis ha-kichovim. If you mark with Rabbeinu Tam, it's about an hour 45 minutes from after Shkia. You have to have enough oil to light for an hour and 45 minutes. Okay, most of the candles today, I think, have a shield to light for an hour and 45 minutes. Now, I want to be masbi. Loshen HaRambam Sheit HaZeh. Mitzvoso Mishetishka HaChamo V'tiyah Doilekes Chatzi Sho O Yoiso. V'tiyah Doilekes Chatzi Sho O Yoiso. And you can light after it. So the Rambam says you light chotzi sho or a little bit more. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Rambam, that the Rambam stayed a half an hour and a little bit more. He learned pshat in the Rambam, chotzi sho yoisel means half an hour, 38 minutes. Now, bezman hazeh, zog the Ramot, that you light inside the house, you could light the whole night. So I want a shtickle to make Seder. It's a lot of halachas, but I'll be mekatze, we can come. We have be'etzem chotzi shor b'di'evet kol ha'laylo. The Ramos says, b'zman hazeh you could light kol ha'laylo. Again, shita saramo, b'zman hazeh you could light kol ha'laylo. Lefi the Rambam, you could light dafka b'shkia. This is the reason the minag Ashkenaz was to machmir on shkia, because lefi the Rambam, after shkia, it's not good. The Meister, the Ramos says that Bizman HaZeh you could be maker. Now, the Chassidim like to light in Tzeis HaKichovim, Bedavke. If you're a Chassid, don't think I would change my minik. The Chassidim have a point that they write. They say like this, I'm speaking of the Chassidim that are Meyasa Der Shita. If you light Tzeis HaKichovim, you yoytze lefi everyone. Because Bedi'evet zog the Ramos, but you yoytze kol alayla Bizman HaZeh. If you light Shkia, if the real time is Tzeis HaKichovim, you're lighting before the time. Could be a bracha levatoreh. But the Eved Kol HaLayla is kosher. You're right. You Ashkenaz are trying to choshesh to the Rambam that says that it's not good Kol HaLayla. But the Ramos zog Kol HaLayla is kosher. So if you light late by night, you yoytze lefi the Ramos, and you yoytze. Mashiachin, if you light Shkia, the Mishneh Berurah says no. Or maybe the Rambam is right, the Mishneh Berurah is to put enough oil that it will light till after Tzeis HaKichovim, a half an hour. Then you have to know, Minag Ashkenaz doesn't say half an hour from Shkia. It's a chumre of Minag Ashkenaz that we light in Shkia, or 25 or 10, and we put enough oil for a half an hour after the Tzeis HaKichovim to be eaten in the Sechsvah Rosa. Because Be'etzem we choshesh to the Shita that the Shulchan Aruch, that the real Zman is Tzeis HaKichovim. We choshesh to the Rambam that maybe the time is Shkia and that you have it, you're not Yoitze. The Chassidim say fakert. Do by night because this is the Iker Shita. Okay, I'm not going into it because it's Be'etzem. Here it's a long Zach and it's a greater Zach and Chvilish Genarayin today. So why I'm saying it, Bichlal? Let me get into more practical halachas. It's very negeh to Bochrim that came to Eretz Yisrael and tried to handle on their own. And I will explain. Lama zogim you chassidish bocher. You go to ger to adloke and you're coming back after the adloke. Till the marshal you finish the adloke, say frelich chanike, you come an hour and a half back to yeshiva after tzeis hakichovim. Last week you heard a shir that Rabbi Yashiv holds that you have to light outside. No. Chassidish, zain chassidish bis de soif, light inside. Why? The chassidim light outside because the Ramos said after this case all the chassidim all these days at locus because the same as the Ramos that the zman hazeh you could light kol alayla. If because why kol alayla? Because you light for the bnei bais. Or if you light it outside in the middle of the stich leregel min hashuk you can light outside. You can't chap. This is what I'm saying. If you start to play with minhagim, you could have a bracha levatole. To light outside 10 o'clock, it's a bracha levatole, mistame, likule alme. Late by night inside. If you're lighting in the window, upset, you have also inside, also outside. But if you're lighting outside, this is not tikhareim in a shuk. You can't chap the chevel mishtei roshim. If you light mamish and say sakichovim, not the seder. Maybe you could say it's noch nishken tichle regim in a shuk. Or if you come late from the adloke, light inside. Don't take out this chumre. Now, okay, this is poshut. I didn't want to go in so much of this in here. The briskerov, und das mit der Wissen sehr klar. The briskerov was medayek the Rambam. Chotzi sho oy yoisel. Vosi das oy. If the Rambam thinks it's 38 minutes, so the Rambam, ktsas yoisel mi chotzi sho. What is the lotion? Chotzi sho oy yoisel. Zog the briskerov, this famous chiddush in the briskerov, the Rambam says, time is a half an hour, oy yoisel, and sometimes it's more. If in our days, people walk in the street later by night, you have to put more oil. The Poskim say in our days, it's or 7 o'clock by night or 9 o'clock by night. When the main stores are closed already. And Arnof, I think 7 o'clock by night is already gets quiet, dark in the street. And Geula, not before 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, it's night. So you have to put enough oil that will light till 9 o'clock. The Briskerov's house was opposite the Edison movie place. Today I think it really bottle mevutel. But there was a movie place opposite Kegan the Briskerov Stub. And the last movie finished 12 o'clock by night. The Briskerov was makpi to have oil till 12 o'clock by night. Said in my street is Tichle Regel Min Ashuk. It's 12 o'clock by night. Now we have to know that there's two chumras here. There's one chumra to say that you have to put so much oil till that time. And there's another zach, is a kule, that you could light till then. The marshal. Lama zagen is shiva geg until 9 o'clock, lama zagen is nichlet, till 7 o'clock is not tichle regel min ashuk, or 8 o'clock is not tichle regel min ashuk, and the geg. So you could light till then. It's not after the time. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Lemaise was makpid. Most of the Achroinim hold not like the Briskerov. If you look in the Rishonim and Shabbos, when they break down the Rambam, they don't say Chatzi Sho or Yoisa. They say Chatzi Sho or Ktsas Yoisa. Not O Yoisa. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was makpid to put oil. He said that Loshon HaRitva says, Kozman, that the stores are open. He said at least 2 hours. But I found out by his 8 o'clock, he was makpid that his menorah will be lit until 11 o'clock by night. You have to know, some people say that it goes also lekule. We don't pass it like them. That if the regel bashuk is shorter, you could do it even less. I'll explain to you. Think it was not nege, it's nege. Bochim lighten the deer, and after 5 minutes, everyone is leaving the deer now back to Bismedrash. You're allowed to show the menorahs? Tichle regel min ashuk? Allah is talking, you light in the shul after Ma'ariv. The Gabi wants to close it, doesn't want to leave fire. Some people said, fakel. If the Biskarov said it could stretch, it could also go fakel. The Ma'ariv, we don't pass it like that. More aloches, but I will skip a little bit. I want to go with the shikha more important to know lemaise. Bochim that light inside the dire. If the lighting outside, say that. The lighting inside, as long again, there's a lot of shittas. I will just say the psalki was kibalti mirabo yisef, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. You have to light in your own private room. You cannot light in your friend's room. It's a brocha levatole. In your own house, all the house is one family. And dearest, you cannot light in a different room. What you do if Lema'odah, you could light in the kitchen or a room that belongs to everyone. What would be if Lema'isadik, the room that you could light is only someone else's room, is not your room? Was tut man? Was tut man? Shem Zalman says, the Eitze is that in Chanukah, you will eat a meal in that room. Or you will spend time in that room, better to eat a meal in that room. But to use it, that it will become like your room. But for sure, in a room that they don't let, and they're makpid, you know, you can't lie there. Now, it's divided into two. Bochrim that light, they live in apartments near the yeshiva, but they eat their meals in the yeshiva. A normal yeshiva bochrim. The shaila is where he could light. So Shem Zalman Auerbach says, Me'ikar Adin, he has to eat one meal in his dira. If he wants to light in his dira, we're speaking and people are not sleeping in the dorm of the building. But we'll speak what happens to people that sleep in the dorm. People that sleep in the Gavriel dorm, they're not considered sleeping in the dorm. People that sleep, they have to eat one meal in the Gavriel. Or they sleep in the Shalmei, or they sleep in the Yeshorim, what are they called? Friedman, Bishalem, Otna, Bishalem, maybe the dining room, if they eat in that dining room. But we'll see. In buildings that are no dining rooms, they have to eat one meal. Now, a lot of poskim hold that it's me'akev. Shem Zalman says, b'shas adchak, it's enough to eat mezainis in the room. But very much to be makpid, to eat a meal in the room.
One meal a day.
One meal a day. Okay, I know machmirim that say two meals, I was mekabel one meal. I don't know, Bochy asked me, I don't know what to answer. I'm just, instead of everyone coming to ask it, I'm saying, if I get two real meals, he eats in the dira. In the morning, his meal is a cup of coffee with cake. That's a meal. Has to be a meal. But the Evel of Shem Zalman says, a piece of cake and coffee could be enough. Now, this is for Bochim that sleep outside the building door. People that sleep the building dorm, or they sleep by Shalom and they eat in Bishalom, Chach and Chanukah, they eat in Bishalom. There, lekatchile also to eat a meal in the room. But the Evet, Shem Zalman says, it's not so me'akev like when you don't sleep in the dorm. But lekatchile, again, if these people are lighting outside the building, so there's no point for them to eat in the room. I'm speaking again, maybe I have to be madgish. I'm speaking on people, again. If you're lighting in your building, you're not sleeping in yeshiva dorm building, mean yeshiva v'sholem, and you're lighting other in your room, or outside of one of these buildings around, or dearest around, you have to eat your one meal. Did you have it? No. If you sleep in yeshiva dorm, building dorm, and you're lighting outside the building, so there's no point for you to eat in the room. There's a whole one building. If you're planning to light in your room, Shem Zalman holds, lekatchile eat a meal in your room, but the evidence in Ishmael. More? What? Again, what I said. And not what? Not to eat where? One second. Say, lekatchile to eat in the room, and not what? Not to eat in the dining room, to eat one meal in the room. What is the other option? If you eat in a restaurant, it doesn't help. One meal in the room. The other meals you could eat in the dining room. Normally eat in the dining room. I think we'll stop here for today.